like you.
Nighttime would find me in Rose's cantina. Music would play and Felino whirl. Blacker than night were
Cut
the
it.
Eyes of Felino.
Hello, Internet Land! Coming to you live
My
in pre-recorded 720 HD sound from the desert! It's your host, the Banter Boys AC, and my name's Abe. With me today, I have Justin.
Hello.
I have Josh. I have Mark.
Hello.
My very good friend, Hank.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And my very good associate, Patricia.
Howdy.
Today, we're going to have a... I hear my voice.
I hear it, too.
Turn my left headphone up.
Turn it up in the right. Thank you. Today we have so many topics to discuss. I'm going to start, of course, with the sponsors. I just got a pamphlet on my door for Diesel's Weedery. That's where you can go to eat weed-infused items. He's got pancakes. He specializes in breakfast. But he's closed between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Then he's open from 3 to 4. Then he closes. So you got to come there.
It's a short open.
That's not confusing at all.
Yeah, it's he's got a lot of stuff to do.
He does do it by himself, though, so that's...
Yeah, exactly. And he's got... You got to reserve a seat. But yeah, it's supposed to be top-notch. Also... the Order of Zebulon is going to be meeting at the Gods of Calvary, Jesus' Will in East Mesa. I'm going to be going there myself to check it out. I'll tell you about it next time. They seem like a bunch of really nice people who just wanted, you know, something to do on a Monday night. And then finally, we have Gulliver Lennon's reading of Ignatius the Bastard, which is a child story he wrote about a racist iguana living in Costa Rica. He's going to be reading that at the public library next to that man-made lake that nobody goes to. And
bonus, he's actually signing the books, too.
He is. He'll be there in person. Bring your children. He's, again, Gulliver Lennon. He's a real nice guy. And so that concludes the, you know, whatever they're called. And then now we're going to move on to... Now we're going to move on to weekend experiences. So, none of you knew this, but there was a pretty nice wedding this weekend.
I knew that.
That I attended with.
I knew that too.
Well, some of you may know, some of you may not know.
I did not know about it.
Okay. I'll explain it to you. It was a nice wedding between two nice people, 4 hours away on the border of new goddamn Mexico.
Ugh.
But I had a lot of fun.
It's actually the border of Texas, apparently, as Abe and I found out.
Texas.
You just skipped right
you
over
just,
the...
Just hopping a skip right over New Mexico.
Our motel was flying a Texan flag.
Yeah.
So they're expanding.
And they were huge, huge fans of... what's his name?
The Eagles?
No, he's a racist cowboy actor.
Ted Nugent?
John Wayne. They had, like, all this memorabilia where you go to check in. And it was pretty
what
crazy.
What the hell you got against John Wayne?
Nothing. I have nothing personally against him, Hank. It's just his views are a little wacky for, you know, for
Say
the time.
Say it
to my face. it looked like you guys had fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I got to wear a cowboy hat. Haven't done that in a while.
You looked really good with
was
it.
Were those given out, or did you have to bring your own?
No,
that was my damn hat.
There was enough to go around.
Did Grizz just bring his entire collection?
Hank's hat, for sure.
I brought three bolo ties, two shirts, and two pair of boots.
Just in case you went out two-stepping after?
Oh, I can't two-step worth a damn.
I got two left feet.
I was like a three-legged cat trying to bury a turd on a frozen pond out there.
If you can get the imagery, that's beautiful when you see it dance. They also shotgunned beers for the toast, which was original. I thought that was a refreshing change of pace.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was incredibly fast. I was impressed at how well they shotgunned beers. Yeah, it was literally 1 second. Like,
it did not feel like 1 second to me. I had to pee so goddamn bad it was coming out my ears.
There's also this kid that was like wandering around the wedding the whole time. He was probably like 12. He was kind of nerdy looking. You know that thing that's popular where you like throw up a water ball and trying to get it to land like standing up?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was doing that by us. We were like by the shaded like fake well. And he's like flipping it. And out of nowhere to me and Kelly and Ray J, he's like, "You wish you were me."
What?
And and Kelly goes, "Dude, I wish I was anyone but myself." That's what's being a grown up. Like, good luck. Looking forward to it.
She taught that kid some hard life lessons.
Yeah.
Was this the kid that was killing it on the dance floor?
No, that was a completely different kid. But yeah, dude, that dude.
Think both those kids are related. They're brothers.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
I think they were floor.
Instagram champions.
Pretty much, dude. He was holding up the phone, dancing with a bunch of women, and he was like 12.
He was also like booty shaking.
Yeah, that too. I don't think
twerking.
He didn't like really get. Well, I mean, I don't know. It was just weird that he knew how to do it. It was just awkward looking. But yeah, man, he was cutting a rug while I sat with Billy and fucking Brad while he slept at a table.
Goddamn kids.
I did dance for that one thing where it's like telling you to do a bunch of stuff. You know, it's called
the Cupid Shuffle.
The Macarena.
Yeah.
One drop this time.
The
Hokey Pokey.
I think that's like a wedding staple. Like that song is always played at every wedding.
Yeah, I think they should do the Hokey Pokey more. That's a lot of fun.
What was the name of the dude that did yours though, Berg? He was kind of weird. He wanted people to like make out and stuff.
Like his dad owned the venue that we got married at, and so he was cheap.
He's like, just use my son. It's $10.
Rachel's one.
Give him something to do for the night.
Rachel's one stipulation was no Macarena at our wedding, though.
Right, there you go. But yeah, I just remember he was like, turn to the person to your left and just start sucking face or something like that. And we were like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No, it was funny though, because when we were figuring out our DJ situation, Rachel and her mom were both like, I don't know if we like him. He's kind of weird. And I was like, I like him. Like, nice, I want weird.
You know, right? Yeah, it keeps it interesting.
Keep it interesting.
Exactly right. And then there was like a competition barbecue place that like made the food. So
that's awesome.
That food was amazing.
Yeah, dude, it was super good.
That coleslaw was mighty fine.
I would expect it to be pretty good at something like that. Good barbecue. Yeah,
competition barbecue. What? Let's talk about that.
All right.
They basically compete in their barbecue making with other barbecue makers.
Are we talking the food or the actual cooking devices?
I believe it's the food.
Look at my ribs.
They refine their process.
Yeah. He made some sort of mustard fusion that he sprayed onto my food, and it was really good.
It's a hell of a Weber you got there, bud.
It's a
Weber 3000.
Apparently, I don't know if this is per my observation, when I worked with Scorpion Tech, it was owned by a Mormon dude who hired a bunch of Mormons, and they all love smoking meats. Like, apparently it's a thing, like, they get together in large groups, but they all only buy Traegers. They like won't buy anything else. I just thought that was weird.
Well, yeah, what are they, a bunch of morons? Why would they buy anything else?
No, they're Mormons.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
Mormons.
And then yeah, they're just like, no, you got to get the Traeger. And I was like, I don't smoke meat, so whatever. But
I abstain from smoking meat.
I don't have the patience. I'll just go buy it pre-smoked and eat it.
You really shouldn't smoke any meats until you're married. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll never happen, so.
Until you're in the celestial kingdom.
What about
until
engaged? Does
Aquarius
is you get a smoker for every child you bear.
I have three smokers upon my patio.
I think Bunch bought a deep fryer, so I think we're going to deep fry a turkey.
You can deep fry before marriage. That's a different
different area. Can we do, like, weekly, we try to deep fry something?
Yeah, I'll tell you how it tastes I don't know what we could do.
I've always wanted a deep fryer. I've always wanted a deep fryer, but I'm just afraid because I'm gonna fucking deep fry everything if I get one.
Right.
And I'm gonna get really fat.
Dude, that's what's gonna keep me single. not smoking is this fucking fryer, man. You can fit like an entire turkey in it. What do you think should be the first thing we should?
You have a deep fryer now? I'd fuck you.
Meatloaf. You should do meatloaf.
Meatloaf, that's interesting.
Oh, hey, what are you doing tonight?
That'd be delicious.
What are you doing tonight, girl?
Hey.
What you got?
Deep fry some Rocky meats. Mountain oysters.
You going with those meats, boy?
Those are balls, Hank.
No,
yes,
guys,
sir.
Guys,
yes.
Listen. If I had a deep fryer, put that meatloaf in there, real
I've been
good.
Frying stuff.
Yeah, baby.
And it's so good. You think we should do meatloaf first?
Yes. That sounds awesome.
I mean, I think you should just do it at some point because it sounds like it would be awesome. Slice you up a piece of that.
Dude, meatloaf's good already, but imagine just a nice crispy layer on the outside.
Didn't he pass away recently?
No, he had a heart attack at a concert.
Is that like number 10 for him?
Yeah. He
one basically every year.
Like every it's kind of a staple of his concerts is like, oh, Meatloaf's heart attack's coming up.
Oh, I see.
You hope to be at that show. That usually it's around the Ohio.
Here's when people think the encore's coming. And there he goes. He falls again.
Yeah. He's on a regimen of baby aspirin and booze.
Every meat has his loaf.
Vince said that song, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. I'm fairly certain that's about going down on a chick.
Really?
On a chick's butt.
Yeah, maybe the butt.
I just feel like that's what he's talking about. That's what he's trying to convey to the crowd. He's just not down.
Yeah, but who wants to go down on him? He's like, it'd be
yeah, dude,
so sweaty.
Or maybe it's from
find.
A chick's
sweaty loaf.
Tough to find. Sweat loaf, dude.
It's his
remember
ex-wife's
Ray J getting that
song.
Sweat loaf? You remember that?
Sweat loaf.
Sweat loaf. That's what we called it when you would hang out with, what's her face, and then just bake cookies or something. Or am I mixing two things up?
Go on.
Continue. Please finish this thought.
It was Sarah Granados or something. He was hanging out with her for like a solid like month or something.
Month. Easy with the last names there, fella.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, sorry, hold on. Where is it?
I think her name was Sarah. Dose.
Dose.
That was really loud.
And he wasn't hanging out with everyone. We were like, what are you doing? You getting that sweat loaf? Someone said it. And it stuck. And we were like, you getting the sweat loaf on? He was like, shut up, guys. But
the old stationary position.
We're just baking buddies.
Yeah, but no, Pat was the one who was hanging out with Olivia, and she would just bake cookies. And he would get really mad.
Yeah,
but that
wait,
was
why
like,
did I get mad?
Because you didn't go there to eat cookies of that kind. Where's the? There you go. You honestly
you know,
went over there to bake cookies with Olivia?
No, I didn't bake. I went over there because she would bake the cookies. I would just do nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that.
Just sit with his hands on his lap.
Just the cookie tester. Is that what you were, Pat? Just there to taste the cookies?
Yeah, I tasted all the cookies.
Why don't you come sit on my lap? Let's talk about the first thing that pops up.
But I forgot where I was going.
I haven't used that move in a while.
Boner? Oh, the old teepee?
The old pantent? But yeah, that was the weekend, pretty much. Just kind of hung out there. Went to bed at like 11 o'clock, like a proper 40-year-old man. And woke up at like, I kept everyone up because I was snoring. Mark took a shower at like 4 a.m. because he hated it so much.
Well, actually, I woke up at 4 a.m., took the shower at like 7 a.m. because I couldn't get back to sleep for 3 hours.
Did they cut off the reception at 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then apparently
people
they
partied. Much
like
later than
well,
that.
Yeah, he has to.
I guess Eddie lost his shirt and his phone and his wallet.
He pulled an old Justin.
Justin at the river.
Did you guys see him going after that girl who has a kid?
Oh, yeah.
The bartender?
You mean prime real estate?
You mean that's obviously?
Like, yeah, this guy just loves women with children.
Yeah, hey, man. It's because he wants to teach
you. He wants to be a dad, but he doesn't want to be a dad.
He wants to meet you halfway.
Right at
pretty
the
much.
Line.
Right. So now I'm going to move on to the next topic, which was an explosion, apparently, in Manhattan. Did anyone hear about that?
Dude, things have been blowing up everywhere.
Yeah. Is it like 25 people or so?
Yeah, it was like pressure cookers. Apparently those are the best things to make explosions with. I didn't really know.
Didn't they put it in a dumpster?
It
like
just said
the dumpster
that
wouldn't contain most of the blast anyway, and then not too many people got seriously hurt.
But it wasn't affiliated with like any terrorist attack, was it? Wasn't it just an explosion?
Yeah, like they weren't like Luke going apeshit about it, because they had Fox News playing at the hotel like lobby when I was eating the continental breakfast.
They know their market, dude. Eastern Arizona.
The best part of that was Martin Shkreli, that fucking asshole that marked up.
Hey, Walter, will you just
what was that? Martin Shkreli, that asshole that marked up drug price or whatever. He was going around on, I think it was like Vine or something, and asking Fox News people if they had any word for any comment for Vine. Like, he was interviewing Fox News on the scene. Which
why
is really
was he even
weird.
There?
I don't know.
What the fuck? How do you? He was interviewing.
No, Periscope. Any, he was on Periscope. That's what it is. That's the app that's like connected to Twitter.
You think he's gonna start buying up all the pressure cookers and raise the price?
So apparently like, they are looking for suspects.
Explosive topic these days.
Explosive. I get
According it. According to CNN, they are looking for suspects, and they are looking for motive. I thought it was just an explosion, but I haven't really been following it today.
No, it was a pressure cooker and wires. It was a bomb.
Apparently, they said it was
can't
very
say that on a plane.
Poorly executed, though.
Yeah, like it didn't do
well,
what it
they
was
used a
one,
crock
like
pot. And they put it on low. That's why it just took so long, and it was not.
It was actually cooking in some meat as well.
It was a broth. It was a broth-based explosive.
It still injured quite a few people though.
The one that did go off, yeah, but there was one I think another one that didn't go off. And at the time, they did not know of any motive, political or social, for any of the attacks. But they said there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with the incident.
Come on, let's be
really. The main thing is that there's just really no good way to recycle a rice cooker.
Right.
You can use it to sterilize tattoo equipment. You just donate it. Catfish machine. You know.
Some guy accidentally threw his out and it exploded, and it's all his fault.
Oh jeez, you just threw it out. It's like 4-story window. I don't need this.
I got a new one. It cooks for 5, and
it's just me here by myself.
I've got a bunch of nails and some fertilizer, and you know, maybe we can make something happen with it.
And then he just tossed it out. But yeah,
it didn't work, and then he threw it out, and then it actually went off.
Damn, it's always right after you throw it away.
But yeah, that's the one of my top stories. They called it the nightmare scenario, but whatever, I don't know. It just means that they don't know who it is still or like what's behind it. The tests show that the explosive material in the 23rd Street bomb was similar to a commercially available compound called tannerite, according to officials.
Oh,
whatever.
Tannerite, yeah.
Classic tannerite.
Oh, yeah, that shit's fun. You shoot that and it blows up with bullet impacts. It's fucking sweet.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where do you get tannerite?
The internet.
They probably have it at Walmart, honestly. They live in Arizona.
Yeah, it's probably some derivative of like some kitchen cleaner or some shit. But yeah, it was unclear why Mr. Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio dismissed such certainty. No. The Mr. Cuomo and the mayor. Whoever Mr. Cuomo is, maybe he's eating.
Cuomo's the governor.
He's governor of New York, yeah.
Yeah.
Experts said that the bomb's construction offered conflicting clues. Yeah, it looks like
clues.
They got a picture.
It
of
was done really poorly, so they can't figure out where it came from.
That's the real genius of it. They did it so poorly, so no one can trace it back to the actual attacker.
Genius.
It's showing a dumpster that's all mangled, so it wasn't a dumpster.
Yeah, it wasn't a dumpster.
They used blackberries to set it off.
Dumpster manglers.
They used sidekicks.
They can't trace it. They used Alta Vista to to make it go off somehow.
Lycos, go get it.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think about something like that?
I think that sounds like a regular Saturday night. Out in my back 40.
Boom.
What would you do if you caught these suspects?
I'd show them how to use a rice cooker correctly.
You put rice in it.
You put rice in it, and then you plug it into the wall. What are you doing?
You big goof. You don't put it in the...
You doofus?
Oh, I just scared the shit out of myself.
Off to Guantanamo with you, boy.
There's a lamp in the corner of my room, and I thought it was a man standing there. I almost
yiked. Lamp. You almost yiked.
Hey, Abe, can you come turn me on?
It's a pretty dope lamp if you want me to describe it to you.
Nope, the bulb.
Let's describe it real sensually.
Let's do bulb first.
Bulb, it looks like a classic. looks like a classic. Who makes bulbs? I don't even know.
General Electric.
Oh, gee, Philips. It's a Philips high-end, the one with the spiral, but it's encased. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I'd hope so.
It's got 5 different ports for 5 different bulbs.
And one lamp?
Each one with a different color over it, so I could throw my own rave if I really wanted to.
What kind of lamp is this?
I don't know where it came from. It was just in the corner of the room when I got home, along with a vacuum I've never seen before, and what looks like... DVD rack? I don't know. Somebody hit the jackpot at the garage sales today, though, it looks like.
Is your dad ordering shit from online?
Yeah, what's Bunch been ordering online lately?
He ordered
the Bon Jovi box set.
No. He told me last... Apparently, he just, like, wowed the crowd. By the crowd, I mean this, like, couple he was hanging out with after the bar. He was like, come to my house, shit, I'll show you some concert DVDs. They were there till 4 fucking a.m. and he was just like blasting music and drinking with them.
Was one of them
like 5 of the Fleetwood Mac set?
Yeah.
Was the Dolphin Man among them?
No. But he did buy this like tiny little... It's like an old school gas station pump, but it's like thigh high.
Why do people buy stuff like that?
Yeah, and he uses it to store DVDs.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
that's the latest.
Question answered.
Yeah, that's the latest.
That's the latest. My first choice, but concert DVDs is a good second.
He bought a kegerator recently, and he's really into trying other beers.
Where does
as well.
He keep all the shit that he buys?
So, how does he like the Blue Moon?
He's into IPAs like the rest of you fucking chodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Dude,
is that
like
the hot
converted
thing in beer right now? Is IPAs? Like...
Yeah, it's those PAs, those IPAs, those APAs,
IPs.
Those
APIs,
those ISPs. But
the IRS.
He also bought a old school microphone that I tried to test, but I don't have like a conversion from the jack or whatever it's like
the
a huge
microphone technology to computer.
Yeah.
For protocol.
XL.
Yeah. It's not working.
The BLT connector.
BLT connector. That's what I call the phone, dude. My cell phone. It connects me to the BLTs. Did you know you can order food through Uber now?
What?
Yeah. You can call.
I told
Uber.
You guys that was a good business plan years ago.
Yeah, you really did.
No, Pat came up with that.
You can call Uber, and instead of them picking you up, they can just bring you food wherever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been rolling that one out for a while. There's all the other ones like DoorDash, and I think there's a couple others. My nephew does that.
Yeah.
He orders?
He was driving for a while.
There should be a business that you deliver booze and cigarettes.
Exactly.
With munchies.
Amazon will actually deliver you booze.
Wow.
Really?
In some states, yeah.
But how quickly? I mean,
probably
ASAP.
Probably pretty fast. Like, within the hour, I think.
What? Okay. How?
With the Amazon Prime, what's it called, Plus or something, where they can send you groceries and shit, right?
Yeah. The grocery stuff.
That's insane, dude. We won't even have to leave the house.
The wonders of a modern economy.
This is my dream.
Fuck going outside in the heat, dude. Everything comes to us. Or we could all just live underground during the summer. That's what I want to do.
Then that's Amazon can't deliver liquor there.
Hey, you can just kind of live like a hobbit, you know? Just like a hole into the ground. And they're just like...
You know?
They just dump the food in there. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Honestly, I stopped listening.
So the Emmys are ongoing tonight.
Oh, the Emmys are tonight?
Yeah, Sherlock won for Best Television Movie.
Nice.
Last week tonight won for Variety Talk Show.
Good, he deserves it.
Yeah. That's how many Emmys, Grammys, VMAs, MTV Awards I've ever seen. Zero.
Yeah, well, I was looking at things. I was looking at things trending on Twitter, and so that's why.
I can't really get into those kind of things. I don't know.
Sam Bradford.
Well, who's gonna win Best Show? Who do you guys think?
Like, what
Banter
do you mean?
Boys AZ.
Banter Boys AZ will win Emmy for
most
best
critically
acclaimed online talk show from Arizona and surrounding counties.
The award goes
well,
in the
let's not go
county.
Too crazy.
Hey guys, let's talk a lot about Game of Thrones right now while Ray J's not here. I bet that will just absolutely torture him.
A Song of Fire and Ice. Well, at least get it right.
A Song of Ass and Farts. Song?
Wait, it's not A Song of Fire and Ice?
Foreigner.
A Song of Ice and Fire.
I thought it was just Game of Thrones.
That's the name
of the
show.
Of steam
and the first book.
Liquid.
But the show is Game of Thrones. They made the book after the show.
Don't do this to me.
Yes.
You're kidding.
The show
pissing off a lot of people right now.
The show came first.
Yeah.
Han shot first.
Yeah. And then from that weird fat dude was like, I'm going to write a book off this and steal all the ideas from them.
That son of a bitch.
Well, the Game of Thrones might win some awards tonight. We'll see.
Oh, it probably will. Fucking this last season has been phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still one more, right?
Two.
Two. Two shorter ones. Aren't the episodes going to be longer, though, than normal?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Or there's just going to be seven episodes per season or something like that, right?
I'm so ready for the book, man. Like, it's been a long time. But it's not coming. Like, it hasn't come in 6 years.
You need to make it come faster. Do you think he's just waiting for the show to be out? No one even knows what the fuck he's doing. Didn't he get some other guy to help him write stuff? Neil Gaiman?
Apparently, he's got someone helping him finish stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you told me that.
No.
He's got someone helping him write.
I thought it was he wrote the history book with the two people that started the
forums. Well, yeah, he did
forums.
That, but he's kind of hired someone on. He's a pretty famous writer, I think, to kind of help him kind of expedite the rest of his books.
I'm okay with that.
You know, that does sound a little familiar.
Yeah.
And you guys are right. Neil Gaiman is helping. Neil Gaiman's a great author, so that's a wise choice.
What movie did he do?
Stardust.
He also did what do you call it? Fuck, what was that movie? It's not Star Child.
Star Wars.
I remember I called it that and you gave me a bunch of
Star
shit
Trek?
For Josh. Or it was like
Star Wars?
Star Kid. Yeah.
That's a Neil Gaiman thing too?
No, I just made that up.
Instant classic.
I remember I was watching Turbo Kid or something. Josh is like, what are you watching? Is it good? And I was like, yeah, it's called Star Kid. And,
you got me so excited because I remember that movie and then it wasn't
that's
the
great.
Same
and
thing.
And he sent me the title of it and I was like, oh, no, that's not it. Actually, it's called like Turbo something. It was completely wrong. And he was like, how the fuck did you mix those up? When I think of Turbo, I think of Star is okay. I think of Space. Turbo Space Drive. That's what you need to get through space.
I think a Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
So, guys, there's a special guest that would like to join. Should I add him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Are we ready to unleash this?
I've been like...
We were saving this for
the I've had my finger on the trigger for like a minute. Just
No, get him in here. Right, get him in here.
Here it comes.
Cut it loose.
Hello?
Watch, he's going to have like 50 things running in the background, like it's going to be on.
Who the fuck am I talking to?
Oh.
Oh, he's got to run through the old.
Oh, his loss.
What did he do?
He has to update Skype.
Is that him?
Oh,
what is that? What is that noise?
Oh man.
That's, hello.
Sounds like 1982 in here.
Is that him?
What is happening? Is Kelly vacuuming?
Boot him.
James isn't.
I bet. All right, there we go. Kicked him out.
Kicked him out.
Well, that was James Reed, everybody.
So, a quick Google of this George R. R. Martin news. The first one, Neil Gaiman's helping George R. R. Martin write Winds of Winter. Second one, George R. R. Martin is not getting help from Neil Gaiman. Third one, Neil Gaiman was in George R. R. Martin's hometown, so he could be helping him finish it. So it seems skewed across the board. Nobody knows.
Any rumors on the release date?
No. No.
All right.
Any rumors? Someone make up a rumor and we'll spread that.
Pat, impromptu sing song by the jukebox butler called "At the Laundromat of Love." Go.
What?
It's under the genre of explosion rock. Go.
I don't know. What are we doing?
The band name is Jukebox Butler. I just made it up, and the song title's "At the Laundromat of Love."
What's the song name?
"At the Laundromat of Love."
At the Laundromat of Love.
Yeah.
I love
it. Jukebox Butler. Please go.
All right. Spin cycles turn me on. I don't know where to go from here.
Headshot.
Put your quarters in my machine. Spin cycles turn me on. I like dryers too, but not pressure cookers that explode for you. Oh, the laundromat of love.
Woo!
It got sent to us from God above. The laundromat of love. It's a laundromat and it's for washing clothes. It's for washing clothes.
No, it's back.
My name is John Cena.
Thank you, guys. That's very good. That was great.
Who was that?
That was
How'd
good.
That come out?
Actually, that was pretty good.
That was actually really pretty good. Pretty catchy.
Thank you. That was Jukebox Butler. We're going to be pressing
off
albums.
The top of the dome.
That jukebox or jukebox?
Jukebox.
The juice box.
Jukebox Butler. I got another song coming up. Just you wait. That's going to be a little later. Sorry, I'm burping.
Okay. These songs will all be up on MySpace.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What was that?
Is it an alien?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
We come in peace.
Hey, you're all choppy.
Hello.
You sound like you're on the high seas.
I am.
Oh, James, what are you doing
high
right
seas
now?
Of life.
Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
What are you doing? Are you on a keyboard?
He passed out on his keyboard.
He's using a speaking spell. Glad to be here.
Dean Cook did this joke.
What are you doing? You're just chilling, James? You're just hanging out, drinking a beer? What are you drinking?
More. From Night Shift Brewing Company. It's pretty good.
Nice. What does it taste like? How does it make you feel?
Oh, go on.
Hello, are you there?
You know, it makes me feel really good because they brewed it last Thursday.
Of course
and
they did.
And they won't brew it again ever.
No shit.
Not that specific drink you're drinking. No, they won't.
They won't.
It's drink.
Dude, every little craft brewer says that. This is the only batch we're making, guys.
Until next season.
While he's touching his beard.
What's the name of the beer? Give it some publicity.
For all our listeners.
Miller Lite.
Do you guys have Coors Light over there on the East Coast?
We do.
Who made the beer? What's the name?
Miller Brewing Co.
Wait, should we not say that? Is that going to be some sort of...
Yeah, you just cost us $1,000.
I don't know if they want our endorsement.
My endorsement.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Hold on. I'm on the phone with accounting, and I actually don't think it's going to be that big of an issue. Just give me a few minutes.
Good. All right. There. What's the name then?
Night Shift Brewing Company?
Oh, bleep that out. For real. Bleep that sucker. I know exactly.
Brewing Company.
There. It's good.
I get those every night.
How was your day today, James? What'd you do?
So I got up this morning, and I felt a little bit hungover.
Okay.
So I smoked a little bit and laid on the couch, and then I took a 2-hour nap.
after the late sesh.
Yeah. Well, I got up to watch a soccer game, and then I needed a nap. So I took a nap at 9 in the morning.
Damn. Nice. Morning nap.
What time was the soccer game?
At 7. It was a little early.
Yeah.
You know, I was out drinking beers last night. Can't get up that early.
Like any other American man.
Who was playing in this soccer game?
Manchester United and Watford.
Oh, didn't Man U lose today?
Yeah, they did. Right.
I'm sorry to interrupt here, but I didn't think I'd have to tell you all this. Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking. Now you tell me how that's American, huh?
While their husbands did the cooking. Ooh. Is that your favorite team, James?
Yeah, it is.
And they lost. How does that make you feel?
I was really sad. I cried myself to sleep in the
morning. I cried myself to sleep in the morning.
Watford has a really fast center this year, and
shut up, you don't know shit.
Centers are notoriously slow and big.
Yeah, the nose guard.
They got a power forward. That's new.
He finned his way into the center court.
Yeah.
Shanked a longy right past the doggos.
Oh, God damn. This is a longy. Right pinned
did any of you watch Narcos?
No. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm in the middle of the second season.
You got to watch it. I know James watched it. You got me into it, James, and I'm so glad you did. Huh?
What did I get?
James, talking Narcos. Into the microphone. You have to be near it.
You have to put your mouth near it.
I'm sorry. What did I get you into?
Oh, there we go.
Narcos. Yeah, Narcos.
Oh, shit. This season? Holy fuck.
Yeah, man.
What episode are you on?
I'm on...
I think I just watched 4.
I'm on episode 6, I believe.
Yeah, the second season.
Yeah, it's getting good. I think that's the last episode I watched, too.
It's pretty incredible television. I'm not gonna lie.
The tale as old as time.
running Colombian Coke.
No one fucks like gas stove. No one fucks like gas stove. What did you do after you woke up, James? I'm just gonna ask you a bunch of questions until I'm satisfied.
Second time.
Yeah. I can't hear you. You're talking.
Into the mic, James.
I'm sorry. This is my goddamn.
What are you? Are you running up and then running away from the mic?
Are you on? Do you have a cable modem?
The Appalachian Mountains are really fucking up the signal here.
Goddamn Appalachians!
James, my thing says you need to update Skype.
Apple Haitians.
Your thing knows what my thing needs to do.
That's apparently.
It's the beginning of Skynet. They all know everything. They share information.
I know everything.
It's going to be Skypenet.
Yeah, exactly.
I know everything, James.
Yeah.
Update your shit.
Update your shit. Okay. So what did you... You got to start over. I didn't hear anything you said. When you woke up...
Don't talk about soccer again. We heard that. We know about it.
That's very good. So I did watch more soccer, and then I left my house.
Damn it.
I just took over it quickly. It was a detail. Minor details. We're going forward. So I left my house, and so I put a beer under my arm, and I had my tactical satchel with...
Tactical satchel. I'm speaking my language.
That's brought to you by Tony's Tactical Satchel. Bring your craft beers anywhere.
Is it like
I had wireless.
Go around your waist?
It went through my belt. Went through it. It was like.
Is it a holster? Like
it's a glorified fanny pack. Is what it
does. It hold
like.
Your doubloons when you go and buy feet?
That'll be two doubloons, sir.
Your belt does go through it, and it does hang like kind of towards the back of you, like around your fanny.
So it's a fanny pack.
Wow.
Fanny
No.
Use that for fishing.
Tactical satchel. Let's get it. Let's get this correct.
Tactical.
Does it have Molly webbing attachments?
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't. You're a city boy.
Is it weaved out of the finest Kevlar threads?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it says, like, military stuff on it. So, like, you know, that's how you know it's good.
Military grade. Cotton.
Yeah, yeah. Got Molly. On it.
Justin, can you stop sending these pictures stuff. Through Skype? It's making me laugh way too much.
I was wondering what.
I'm really enjoying it, actually.
What is?
Okay, so I had my tactical satchel.
Oh boy.
And so I was walking, and I was gonna walk to this bar, and then like, I went down a street that I hadn't gone down before, and then it was a little bit shady, like shady.
Were there like a bunch of New Yorkers there?
No.
But they might run you for your tactical satchel?
Yes. People that would want the contents of my tactical satchel.
What's in your satchel, motherfucker?
His name is John C.
Is that how the white suburbanites rob people? Hey, give us your satchel!
I am the white suburbanite.
Okay, so you're walking down the street.
So I'm walking down the street, and I'm like, this is too sketchy. Like, I'm going to get robbed. Not joking. There's, like, people hanging outside of cars with the hoods of the cars open.
Oh, sick. Panic.
I didn't realize it was an auto body shop.
That's when you know you're in a bad spot.
Exactly. Like, that car should be working properly. You should not be the one that's checking it out.
There are grown men on cops. I mean, BMX bikes. What is that, a seal kissing a man?
Exposure.
Oh, man. That's
ooh,
good.
I got the giggles.
Okay. Continue your story.
So, okay. So,
here we go.
It's sketchy spot. I'm like, I gotta get Uber out of here. Like, I need somebody in a... And so I order the Uber, and I'm standing there, and I've got an unopened beer with me, like a spliff and a lighter and wireless headphones in my tactical satchel. And I'm just standing on the street.
When did you get adopted by the Martins?
You know, put me in the back of a Honda CR-V. I was waiting for
it. Wait, what?
A Honda CR-V used that's to drive one of those.
Who is that?
Is that what picked you up?
Yeah, he used to drive one of those.
Oh, are you talking about?
Sick.
Oh yeah, him.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't him. That was.
Just for reference, we're talking about Scott or what was his name?
Scott with a K.
Duke Bilgewater. He's got the speed run for Hotline Miami. No joke. Oh, okay. Shouts to Bilgewater. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Let's get
so
finished.
So, So now I'm in the Uber, okay. And his name is Edison.
That's a nice name.
First name Thomas.
Were you on the magic school bus pick you up, or were you just super high?
These pictures.
Man.
We should always have him just sending us picture feeds, so it makes us giggly throughout the whole thing.
I'm streaming it live on the Facebook.
On our MySpace.
On our Facebook
stream.
Or the other guys.
Whoops.
Oh, whoopsie daisy.
So,
yeah, sorry.
You're in the Uber.
I'm in the Uber. So I have him take me to this place, Armsby Abbey, because I'm gonna get a Bloody Mary. Okay. It's like a place where white people go.
Oh, so okay. What time is it now? 10.
It's
like 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Wow.
I let the day get away.
Is that my dad?
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So I get to the restaurant.
It's a real restaurant, yes.
I'll take stories that are like Ray J's for 200. Just kidding. Go on. You're getting the Bloody Mary at the white person place.
No, no, no. So when I get to the restaurant, I realize, oh fuck, I have this unopened can of beer under my arm.
So you chugged it.
It's like, well, yeah.
Sorry.
I take a little walk, and then I drank my beer in this weird ass parking lot because I didn't know what to do. So I walked to this parking lot and drank my beer, and then I went into the restaurant.
And then you didn't mention you had cash in your satchel.
So. I had no. It was in my wallet, which is in my back pocket.
There's no room in the tactical satchel.
It just holds a single can of beer.
Let me.
No. My arm.
Here, for reference, you guys probably aren't very aware of the satchels. That's it.
On the details here, and it's not. You have to throw me off.
We keep throwing him off with these pictures.
Game over.
Oh.
Giles at the door. Sonic Boom!
There's someone at my door. I'm gonna see who it is real quick. Yeah.
God damn it, Abel, you shut the hell up.
Y'all giggling like a bunch of pansies over there. What can be so damn funny?
Trying to listen to my AC/DC records.
Okay. Oh my god, are those leather growler holders?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that exists.
Do I need to start just streaming this podcast from my desktop so we can see all the pictures that are posted?
Yeah.
I love you.
Who's that? Who's loving you?
I've been really trying.
Sorry about that. That was my sister coming back. All right,
let's go on to this story. So you chug your beer. You're at this place, assuming alone.
What's the end game here?
I am alone, of course.
That sounded so sad.
And that's where we're going to end the podcast this week. I am alone.
Smoke weed every day.
But when you look that cool, you can do whatever you want.
That was worse.
So you're drinking it. I have to know the end of the story. Is this the end? Did I miss the ending?
So I'm walking.
Sorry.
Stop these fucking pictures, goddammit.
Yeah, James, you gotta post all these pictures to Facebook so they know what we're even looking at here.
I know. No, we might have to start live streaming it because I'm actually on his Facebook since I'm with the marketing team, and there he is tonight.
Is that marketing Mark?
Yep.
He's marketing in the shower?
Mark, shut up. Not you, Mark Allen. Sorry.
Marketing Mark?
Marketing.
Hold on.
Hey, Kalinka, hell yeah, dude.
I love that song. It's Russian, I don't give a damn. It's just quality music you can dance to.
I thought you couldn't dance.
Isn't that a Russian?
Yeah, it's the Red Army Choir.
So you can...
Damn, Ruskies.
You can't two-step, but you can cut a rug to some Ruskies.
I can wiggle my hips. I can jiggle my knees.
Let me see the picture.
Do you not see the pictures?
I don't know. I see the I see the bubbles for the pictures, but no pictures.
That's because you need to update your shit, gotta, James.
Yeah,
found it. I found
it. Your gray matter.
Oh shit!
And if you hack Hank's webcam,
there we go.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Finish him.
Okay, so all right. I go to this place, and I sit down, and I'm drinking my Bloody Mary, and there's a man sitting, like, three stools down from me at the bar, looking very sad. He's got a beer. He's got a taste of the beer, and the guy, the bartender, asks him, well, did you like that? Do you want one of those, or do you want something else? And he kind of says, he asks the bartender, do you guys have, like, Bud Light or something? And the bartender's like,
slaps him in the face.
With his eyes. This is the kind of place that has, like, the fanciest white people shit. So, like...
Like a hipster...
No, no, no.
Like a sad hipster?
Yeah, exactly. That's, like, where I'm at. Okay.
Gotcha.
So...
Like, you personally or physically?
He's at... No, the place is called the sad hipster.
Oh, okay, okay.
Would you say it's an older crowd, James, or, like, a younger crowd?
So it was an older crowd today...
Oh, so okay, gotcha.
So this guy was like a 45-year-old Brazilian man, and he did not like anything about this restaurant.
Really?
And so he asked,
were the prices higher than $3?
Yeah, he paid $8 for a beer, and Justin, this will touch your heart. Okay. He ground salt into his beer.
Nice. Was it a Gose?
No,
I've tried that. That's good, actually.
It is.
Yeah, if we want to switch to beer podcast, I'm ready to chat on multiple topics.
Fire away, dude.
Yeah, just keep
James. What are you drinking right now?
He's drinking the Midnight Run.
Just out late. But today,
it's time for the Miller Lite plug. Miller Lite, golden
drink
refreshing
local.
From Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Well. I was drinking an Aeinger Oktoberfest Marzen from Germany.
That sounds like a bunch of bull mess.
So,
I'm drinking Lagavulin 16.
Uh-uh. Speaking of Bloody Marys,
I'm actually
drinking a
Ultra Sunrise Monster Energy zero calorie, zero sugar energy drink.
Enemy Clubster of the year.
Huh?
Dude, Pat, you're on another level, dude. There's very few men that could just drink Monster at all hours.
Yeah.
That man can.
Honestly, when I drink caffeine, it makes me sleepy.
Dude, I feel like that's how I am with my life now, too. Like, caffeine just doesn't do anything, but, like, I still feel like I need it. Like, I'm pretty sure water does.
I'm like that,
addiction.
Too, but it's for cocaine.
Did you say, Hank, say propane?
Propane and cocaine. That's all you need. That's it. That's all.
Ooh, these picks, man.
What we should do is if we get somehow get like 10,000 listens, I'll get a tattoo of something stupid on me.
Oh, no way. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Can we put in a hat?
Maybe this will actually motivate you guys to get the link out there.
It's on the record.
Yeah, it's said.
All right.
I heard it's a binding
verbal contract.
You said 10 listeners, right? I heard you say 10 listeners.
No, 10,000 listens.
Oh, I heard 10.
Yeah,
settled the bet on 10.
Is this 10,000 listens on one episode or all around?
No. All right, how about we do 1,000 listens on one episode?
1,001. All right.
No cheating.
How is it? How can you cheat?
What happens if we get it?
Pat will get a
tattoo on his forehead.
Whoa. No, 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 no.
Just going to head on over to 4chan and get some script kiddies and be right back.
I'm going to I'm gonna put in mine as a tramp stamp, and it's going to be the Last Supper, but all the disciples are penises.
Where are you going to get it, on your chest?
It's going to be a tramp stamp for Pat. It's going to be great.
Oh, wait, so we're going to put ideas in a hat, and so once we reach it, we'll pull it out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think we should pull it, not out of a hat, because we want the worst one.
No, it can't. I have to agree to it.
No.
No, that wasn't it. You just said
the worst one
get
that he'll
agree to. Get a tattoo
of
something stupid.
I can't have it in a place where like people could see it.
Yeah, hence the tramp stamp.
People would see that.
What,
you don't go anywhere.
You don't go anywhere.
No, they wouldn't.
You work from home.
And you don't like when I'm down at the QT down the street.
Are you going to
bend over?
Belly shirts at the QT down the street?
Sometimes.
Do you have fucking tube tops when it's really hot out?
Are you a Chinese young man?
I'm sending you I'm posting all of these options to our Facebook, and then they're going to pick for you what tramp stamp you're getting. And there's a lot of good ones.
Guys,
there's
the combo
there's
so
no
confused.
One listening.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's like a nice, like, oh, that's an excellent, that looks like a thigh, though. I don't know if that's a tramp stamp. Hmm. I'm going to have to get a double look at this.
Yeah, I'll probably get it, like, where should I do? Like on one of my cheeks, butt cheeks.
That'd be good. That probably wouldn't hurt that bad, or is that not real? I figured since there's more
hurting, that's not real.
Fucking American
more stuff,
badass.
More stuff there. More cushion. War Eagle. Get one that says Tiger Dad.
I just saw the Samsung VR commercial on mute with a bunch of chicks, and it looks like they all just watched a bunch of porn on it. Like, and they took it off, they're all like smiling, their hair's all fucked up.
They're sitting on one of those things that just vibrates.
80%
yeah. Samsung VR, this will really make you explode.
Not like the
water resistant.
There you go. Squirt resistant. Oh, I'm taking it too far.
Ooh.
Not far enough.
Ooh, your Samsung VR is real moist.
Samsung VR is real moist, dude. It's going to get you moist. It's going to get you there, then it's going to get you moist.
Meow.
That's our Samsung plug.
Speaking of getting moist, guys, I mentioned it on Viber, but I made a questionable purchase this weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, no, it was questionable.
We can talk about that.
Huh? But then now it's not, right?
What's that?
It was questionable, but now it's not. You fixed
so,
it.
Well, I fixed
just
it.
For everyone out there, this guy, he bought an Apple iWatch, whatever they're called. Is it iWatch or is it just Apple
it's
Watch?
iWatch.
It's the iWatch Apple 3S 42C.
Oh.
So I got
is
the
that dignity size?
I got the
Where's
new
it
one.
Coming from?
I got the new one that came out on an impulse buy. It's pretty much my gift to myself for getting a new job.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Happy job.
Happy job giving, receiving.
So I got it just for shits and giggles, and the thing's actually pretty cool.
What does it do? What can you do on it that's...
All right.
That tells him his heart's racing when he eats a cheeseburger.
First of all, I just keep telling myself that I have more money than sense, because this thing is definitely not worth how much you pay for it.
What'd you pay for it?
The one I got was $400.
I thought the cheapest ones were like six.
No,
you could buy so many guns with that money.
Yeah, the new one is. I think to myself, like, I could have bought like an Xbox or the new PlayStation, but
you can't put that on your wrist, though.
No, exactly.
It can't tell you that your heart rate's speeding up too when you're eating cheese.
I like it just because I like to look at graphs of all the shit that like my body's doing.
That is true. I love graphs. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, so we bought a sleep number mattress a while ago, and that thing tracks our sleep, and so like I can see graphs of how like well I sleep every night, and so that's kind of what prompted me to then want to get this watch, so then I could look and see how fast my heart's beating.
I looked up sickest graphs, and I'm gonna send some of your guys' way. These are some of the sickest. if you Google that
looks like 2002 right there.
That's a sick graph, though.
The Great Recession.
But the nice thing about the watch, though, is that, like, all the notifications from my phone now just vibrate on my wrist.
Wow.
And so pretty much now that I'm on Viber, my wrist is vibrating 24/7.
Can you like send a message
Welcome
from
to the
watch?
Future, baby.
Yeah, I can. And like, so I have different like watch faces, and like one had the score of the football game on it, and so every time I looked at my wrist, it would update the score.
Okay, that's good for while you're watching if like you can't see the TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Or I don't have cable, so I'm not really watching it.
I have a question.
All right, what's your question?
So since all of your notifications are now coming through your wrist instead of in your pocket,
yeah,
does watch fit around your dick?
It sure does.
Knew it.
I have a feeling you did try it already.
I have not. I haven't put on the small wristband that came with it.
Yeah.
So do they have the eye cock ring?
Dude, if that has not been made, we should fucking do that now.
I think we should. That'd be great.
I've always wanted to know the heart rate.
What is like Bluetooth getting all close to your goodies there? Is that all right? Like the Bluetooth rays or however it's done?
Like cancer.
Hey, you know, what's a little bit of cancer?
What is Bluetooth just like radio wave frequency?
A little cancer here.
Just a little.
I don't know what the difference between Bluetooth and like Wi-Fi is, to be honest.
Well, if you put it around your dick, then it keeps going off because of
Viber. I think it's radio waves broadcast at different.
It's just a different frequency, right?
Wait, but Wi-Fi connects you to an ISP, and Bluetooth is just like local.
Justin, you hurt yourself.
No.
Here we go again.
Wi-Fi is just the radio signal that's coming from your router. Abe, we're trying to talk here. Shut up.
Yeah, I think Bluetooth is like short range, more powerful signal. Something
like
that.
Yeah, so if my phone's not close, my watch will switch to Wi-Fi. So I'm assuming Bluetooth is just close range.
Are you talking about your watch?
Yep.
This is the Banter Boys technical podcast.
Banter Boys Sorry technical about that. Minute.
Sorry about that,
please. I don't consort with the robot race.
That sucked, but I'm back. Sorry about that.
Breaking news on the show. Breaking just now. Game of Thrones wins best writing for a drama series.
Yeah.
You knew that was...
Oh, propane. I saw a lot of propane this weekend.
You saw Sierra Propane.
Sierra Propane and Garrison Propane.
All the way up here in Eager, shit.
One of the directors got an outstanding directing for a drama.
Oh, I hope it was the dude that did the sweet episodes, like the battle and then the blowjob.
I think it is, because that's a gift that's showing on Twitter is Jon Snow standing in front of the cavalry approaching.
What an episode. Let me tell you. Holy.
John Deere, nothing runs like it. Oh. Where'd that come from? Did that come with the model?
Dude, my shit's going all wacky now. I don't know what's going on.
Can you guys...
Oh, no, I'm back. Oh, I just reloaded my pages. Sweet. I didn't even have to do anything.
Technology, am I right?
So now that this episode's completely ruined by that, what was next on the docket? Were we still
the end
are
of
you
the
still
episode?
Going? Yeah. you can cut it right there. I got one more song for you, Pat.
Another $1,000.
Dropkick me, Jesus. Go.
What?
Dropkick me, Jesus.
Sign us off, Pat, with Dropkick me, Jesus.
All right, give me a minute.
All right, give me a minute.
Those look like Hampshire.
Thank you. So.
Oh, there we go. Here, Dropkick by Jesus. What's my band name?
Dropkick Me Jesus by
Bobby Bear.
Is this a cover? There's a Dropkick Me Jesus from 1993 by Bobby Bear.
By Bobby Bear.
Yeah, do that.
What?
Bobby Bear, he's good.
He's like.
Where's you know him, Hank?
Yeah. He does something about a four-wheel drive.
Dropkick me, Jesus. There's no other way to go. Gonna have some fun playing outside with these hoes. They're drop-kicking me and give me all sorts of diseases. But it's okay, cause we are Dropkick Jesus. Hey, give me a kick, and maybe we'll go to heaven after it. All right, I'm done.
Smoke weed every day.
Congratulations, boys.
We did it again. I wasn't as prepared for that one or the other one.
It's another one in the bag.
This one was interesting.
Yeah.
Can you play us out to some High Life again? Somebody logging off. Let's play me some Steve Winwood.
Kenny Rogers, Grizzly Adams.
I was wondering who that last guy was. It could have been Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Oh, nice.
Ooh. One quick question before we end this. Did Kenny Rogers, the singer, make the chicken place?
That's Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh, yes.
You are
That's
correct.
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
No, it's Kenny Rogers Roasters. And the barbecue sauce.
And that movie Six Pack with the news and all that.
You gotta know when to baste them, know when to slice them.
They filmed that in Atlanta, you know.
Know when to put it on some rye. There, Kenny Rogers Roasters. World's greatest chickens. God, I love chicken. Shit.
I want to grow up.
God, I love chicken.
I could go for some.
Yeah, crank that up, boy. Woo!
I challenge his right for the love of this maiden. Downward his hand for the gun that he wore.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's probably a Colt single action army that he had on his hip there. 45 long Colt.
All right, boys.